This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, I'm doing a special podcast about the very difficult situation that our nation is in right now, particularly with these two mass murders in Dayton and El Paso. It's just interesting to me how the left has taken these things and twisted them and blamed them on Donald Trump. And perhaps I'll do a podcast on that later. But today I wanted to just talk about how crazy things have gotten and what is the real answer. Because the real answer is not in politicians passing more laws, especially socialist policies that would actually take away our freedoms and try to control people's behavior. What really needs to happen is the change of heart. And that only happens, we believe as Christians, when someone has a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, what I just said makes a lot of sense to Christians. It makes absolutely no sense to the secular world, and they pay no attention to this. They don't consider it at all. I've been listening to some of the conservative commentators about this, and they say, you know, they make part of the point I'm making that it's not government to pass more laws on gun control or whatever, because sadly we know that more laws don't necessarily make less gun violence. Chicago is a good example. Same thing with Paris, France, which has much more restrictive laws than we do, and yet they've had some terrible terrorist incidents, as you well remember, in the last couple of years. The real thing has to do with family and community and those kinds of things, and this is what the conservative commentators say. But I noticed that no one says anything about the church, anything about religion, any place that the home plays in all this. Really, it's a breakdown of the home. And I'm not saying anything that everyone doesn't know. And even secular people will acknowledge that the breakdown of the home has created a lot of the societal problems. Even if you look at the inner city, which has also been in the news, Baltimore has been in the news. You know, the problem is that there's very, very few stable families in the inner city, very few fathers, you know, lots of poverty. And one of the best ways to be impoverished is for a woman to get pregnant out of wedlock. And not only do they get into the welfare system, and they only keep the welfare if there's no man in the house. You know, we could go on and on about this, but the thing is that the Church of Jesus Christ, pastors, parachurch ministries, television ministries, print ministries like ours, need to speak up. And the problem is that the secular media, they'll interview every crazy leftist, you know, to try to have, well, first of all, some of the channels only interview that type, but with Fox, which is the one I listen to the most, and I'm guessing most of you do too, you know, they'll have someone conservative and someone liberal. Rarely do they ever have the Christian perspective. There are very, very few Christians in journalism at all, just like there are very few conservatives. And they don't always go together, but a lot of times they go together. The fact is that we've got to speak up. Our country is in a crisis, and it's a crisis that can be solved by God. It can be solved by a change of the human heart. And what is going to have to happen before the pastors and churches speak up? Most of us keep our heads down. We don't want these people shooting at us, and I'm saying that figuratively, but you know, anything that they don't like, they just take aim at and try to obliterate, or they hassle people. Sarah Sanders, you may remember, you know, she's a strong Christian in her role as press secretary. Was not really a Christian position, of course, but it was well known that she came from a Christian family and had strong values. And they just made her out to be a monster and came up to her in restaurants and hassled her. And we see this in the news and we think, we don't want to be the next one they hassle. Or even if we speak up, the news media turns a deaf ear to it, a total deaf ear. So what is the purpose of my podcast? I guess to opine in a way that I would if I was invited on one of these shows, because if Sean Hannity had me on his show, I would say exactly the same thing. I have had an opportunity with the two books I wrote on Trump, you know, to make some of these kinds of points about the importance of religion and public life and even God's hand on Donald Trump, which is, I think, the focus of another podcast. Well, today was a little bit different. I did it kind of at the last minute. I felt that it was important. I didn't even take time to send this to the engineer to put the theme song on, but we talked about it in the office, and they said, hey, it'd be fine for a change. It'll be interesting for me to see how many downloads I get for this. And I'll deal with some of these other things. You know, there are spiritual warfare issues involved, and we as Christians have the answer. We need to pray and just ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. We need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit for open doors. We need to pray that that things happen in our culture that would actually cause the pendulum to start swinging the other way. So thank you for listening to the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. Tune in again when I will deal with some of these issues. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.